Over the past 5 years, a pair of Northwest companies racked up more citations than any other for air pollution and record-keeping violations. It's around 100 each. The associated fines total nearly $1 million over the 5 years in the case of Verallia, a glass bottle and jar maker located in Seattle's industrial area. Verallia used to be known as Saint-Gobain, the name of its French parent firm. A statement from the company says it has installed what it calls innovative emissions control equipment on a glass melting furnace. Puget Sound Clean Air Agency Compliance Director Lori Halverson says the scrubber should help the current problem.
They do not have complex emission controls. They rely on operational controls. So that's part of how they can run into issues, that if those operational controls are not working real well, they can run into regulatory problems.
Meanwhile, the Clean Air Agency fined the Hampton Lumber Mill in the northwest Washington town of Darrington nearly $250,000 over 5 years. Hampton CEO says the problems with the polluting boiler largely have been fixed, and the Clean Air Agency agrees. The number of fines issued to Hampton has slowed to a trickle. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.